Welcome to another COVID-19 edition of Focus Richmond, brought to you by VCU Health. Today, we're talking with Dr. Vimal Mishra, Associate Professor of Medicine and Medical Director of Telehealth at VCU. Dr. Mishra, why are so many medical appointments being moved to virtual appointments or telehealth?
In response to COVID-19 crisis, organizations around the world, including CDC, are encouraging health systems to provide appropriate elective ambulatory visit virtually. So this is kind of a forward triaging to efficiently screen patients with suspected infection with COVID-19 and switch appropriate elective in-person visit to virtual, which is patient-centric and conducive to self-quarantine, protects patients, clinicians, and community, while continuing to maintain care.
So what type of medical services can be done virtually?
Just to give you some examples, follow-up visit, like examples of COPD exacerbation follow-ups. Think about chronic care management, like CHF or diabetes. Symptoms of COVID-19, flu, cold, allergies, mental health visits, and list goes on and on. We have to keep it in mind that when we are talking about what kind of visits can be done virtually, I would surely discuss it with the provider, what they are comfortable with, and so that they can judge if virtual visit is good for you.
I've heard about an online urgent clinic. That's not the same as an emergency room, right?
Absolutely. No, this is a fantastic question. You know, virtual urgent clinic is more of a low acuity, commonly presenting symptoms where you can actually, that can be seen virtually, evaluated virtually, and can be treated virtually. Those kind of things which you really don't need to go to the emergency department, but is acute enough for you to see a doctor, you can do it urgently using the virtual visits.
And how would I go about getting started with a virtual appointment at VCU?
If you go to vcuhealth.org, on the website, you will see instruction how to access VCU Health Anywhere virtual visit. And when you go to that section of website, you will be prompted and there will be information about how to access VCU Health Anywhere urgent visit, as well as how to access VCU Health follow-up visits. And you click and you download an app on your phone, or you can do it from your computer, any computing devices, which has a camera and a microphone. You download it and you register yourself. You fill in your name, date of birth, and those kind of things. And then you are taken to a clinic where you can choose a provider and have a visit. That simple.
Thank you, Dr. Mishra. Join us again every Tuesday and Thursday just after 10 a.m. for Focus Richmond COVID-19 updates with VCU Health. To learn more, please visit vcuhealth.org/COVID-19.